Hey, it's Kate Sparkle, driving, so I hope you can hear me. I went to this really interesting conference on Thursday. It was called Rework. I think it was really called Rework Technology. And it put lots of different current topics up against each other. And I suppose it was looking to the future. Where are we going with all of these technologies? And I don't think I learned anything I didn't already know, except maybe some of the medical science bits about technologies like 3D printing and robotics, predictions and stuff that I didn't already kind of know was happening. But what was really interesting was the fact that these topics were all up against each other, and that kind of gave you an idea of where we're collectively going, and all these people that are looking at things in silos, you know, where are they heading? So it was a fascinating day, and it was although it didn't go massively in depth in any of the topics, it covered so many of them, and seeing them all next to each other was quite enlightening in some ways. And one thing that has struck me from it was this kind of idea of regeneration. There were some smart guys from MIT who were talking about self-assembly materials that, getting things to create themselves, reforming. And one of the ideas that our group came up with, that technology could turn into cars that fix themselves when they get bumped, which would be a good idea, since my car did get bumped this week, because last week was like, it was one of those weeks. But, that idea that, the paint would fix itself when it got scratched. And that combined with another talk that really struck me, which was from an amazing guy called Murray. I'll try and find the link to him better. And he's studying collectively the illnesses of death and dying. And he's, as he said, if any single one of us lives for long enough, we would actually get all of the illnesses that cause us to die. Alzheimer's, cancer, and heart disease. It's kind of inevitable that we will get those. And so he's looking, or I suppose looking at how we prevent those diseases and what happens. And how do we deal with that from a medical perspective? So effectively, I think, he was trying to say, how do we live longer? How do we get people to live longer? And then that was combined against other people who were doing great things with technology to help the disabled and people who've got Alzheimer's to stay independent and live better, higher quality lives. That juxtaposed against the fact that it was commented, we're heading for 9 billion people on the planet, and, less than 1 billion of them actually use a toilet, which is quite shocking stat. And so you have to start thinking about, okay, we're ploughing ahead here, looking at how we could regenerate our things, how we can regenerate ourselves, and how we cope with stuff, which is all very useful for, 9 billion people on the planet. But are we also trying to make all of those 9 billion people live longer? And if so, what does that really mean? And I thought it was interesting that also in the news this week, Stephen Hawking has raised again the question of our right to die, and that if you have a terminal illness, that you should be able to say, okay, enough's enough, and define that point in time when you don't want to live anymore. And I think if we're going to progress on this way of medicines that will keep us all alive longer than we were living before, and how much more important is this question of when do we die, and how will we choose to die? How much will that start to figure? Do we all really want to live forever? Is that what we're striving for? Are we striving to make the time that we are here better for as many people as possible, or are we all just trying to live forever? Anyway, I've kind of been going around that in my head a bit this week, so I thought I'd pass it on to you so you can mumble over those thoughts too. So I suppose my question is, what's the matter with dying?